This is the Cap and Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN Plus.
Welcome back to Cap and Haw on Comcast Sportsnet and WGN Plus. Again, my man David Haw is on vacay. Well earned. Guy works his tail off. He'll be back on the 13th. Enjoy yourself, D-Haw. Shannon Ryan is another fellow tripster, and she's done just magnificent work. We're talking award-winning stuff here. When all this stuff clears at the University of Illinois, and it's all in the rearview mirror, Shannon Ryan will win an award for her coverage. It's been absolutely magnificent, and we're honored to have her now on Cap and Haw. Shannon, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. The story hasn't yet, in my opinion, taken a national stage, but it certainly is a big story in Champaign, and you have covered it exceptionally well. Are you stunned by what you're starting to hear come out of Illinois, the stuff that's alleged to go on down there?
It is shocking, and I think another element of that is just how it just keeps building. You know, sometimes a story comes out. This is all started, kind of came to the surface with a football player tweeting something. And it hasn't stopped, and it's now crossed into different sports with women's soccer and the women's basketball players filing a lawsuit now. And, I mean, so this is going on for, like, months now where it just keeps building and more people coming out, and it's going to a higher level, going into a federal lawsuit now. So I'm just really surprised just how long this has been going on and just how it's continuously developing.
Shannon, I'm surprised by maybe because it's a legal thing, but the University of Illinois' lack of getting out in front of something like this. I mean, this is only going to get uglier for them. I'm baffled by how people still have jobs, i.e. Mike Thomas. Are you as baffled that the University of Illinois is kind of, I don't want to say hiding behind this, but the allegations and the things that are happening here are just – what you've uncovered, I think it's going to just get uglier and uglier and uglier.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as firing people now, I think that could be a little tricky now that it's going into legalities where you don't want a coach to then fire you if these claims are proved, or to, sue you if the claims are proved to be false. So that can be a little bit tricky. But as far as getting out in front of it, I think that's a correct assessment. It could be viewed that way for sure, because it wasn't until after Mike Thomas, threw his support behind Tim Beckman, the football coach, after some allegations came out. And, then after that, they launched this investigation and hired an outside firm only after there was kind of this public outcry, and had initially just done these internal reviews and said nothing was found wrong. And, I think people thought that wasn't conducted properly just because there would obviously be some bias there if you're conducting this internally. So, it was only after all these things that then they took the steps to hire law firms to do external reviews. And then Mike Thomas, the athletic director, put into place some, I guess they called it, steps to ensure this not happening again with, different people in place to oversee teams on a different level, just, but it's kind of after the fact a little bit. I think you're right in that.
Shannon, I wanted to read like one thing you had in the piece. I mean, they put black players in the quote dog pound as punishment, which the suit said indirectly labeled them as dogs. And they relegated white players who supported the black players to the dog pound, called them mascots. I mean, I've never read anything like that around college hoops or college sports, period. And then, so yesterday, Kiara Morris, who's a Morgan Park graduate, she joined the lawsuit. And what's the latest? I mean, do you think more players are going to come out?
Well, I mean, Kiara Morris, she's actually hasn't officially joined it, at least as of yesterday. So she's asked to join it. They're reviewing, the law firm's reviewing her allegations, and I was told it's, may very well happen that she becomes a plaintiff, but that's eight players on it. I mean, a basketball team where, there's a limited number of players. This isn't football with eight, which would still be a lot. So, I mean, this is a big majority of the team here we're talking about. So, I don't know if more will come out, but it's already so many that it's definitely beyond the legal stuff, this is making a negative mark on Illinois, just in public perception, I think, too.
We're talking to Shannon Ryan, excuse me, from the Chicago Tribune, as this scandal starts to really swirl and get bigger and bigger at the University of Illinois. What I find unbelievable is, A, if Mike Thomas did not know that these racial slurs and all this was going on, then he's the most incompetent athletic director in the history of college sports. And if that's true that he didn't know and none of this stuff got to the president's office, then they all should be swept out. How in the hell is Mike Thomas still have a job at the University of Illinois? I can't figure it out.
Well, I think what the university is saying, and the Chancellor Phyllis Weiss released a statement, you know, just saying that their investigations are still ongoing. They're not going to, I don't think, it sounds like they don't want to make any changes until that's concluded, if they would make any changes. And now with this legal filing, I'm not sure, you know, they want to let that play out. This is obviously now getting into a lot messier territory. And I like I said before, you don't, they probably are looking at it from their, to protect themselves too, about firing somebody that, you know, if these are allegations to be found wrong, that you don't want that person to come back and sue you for, you know, wrongful, you know, firing. But I think there's a lot of people. I mean, if you just look at from the stance of Mike Thomas, of he's the athletic director who came in and fired Ron Zook, the football coach, and fired the women's basketball coach, and hired Tim Beckman, hired Matt Ballant, the women's basketball coach. So these are his guys.
And
know?
John Gross.
And John Gross. But I mean, there hasn't been anybody saying any wrongdoing against the men's basketball team.
Correct.
But, you know, so I'm saying from, these are his hires. So I can see why he feels like he probably needs to protect them, but also for himself. So this leaves, you know, this does, I mean, fall heavily on Mike Thomas's shoulders, just because these are the people he put in place there. And these are really serious allegations coming out about both of them. So, like I said, just from a public perception standpoint, and for who's going to take responsibility on this, I think there's you know, there's a bit of a target on Mike Thomas now.
Well, they had five players transfer. I mean, it's one thing if you don't know what's going on at practice. I suppose that's maybe a possibility. But you, when five players transfer off the team, I mean, that's pretty much a red flag, is it not? I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, I mean, because like we said, I mean, there's you know, a limited number of basketball players on a team. So when, you know, half your roster is leaving, that's definitely like, what's going on here? Something's fishy here, right? So, you know, and I think in these players' families, sent three of them sent letters to the university in April. And those didn't come to the surface until, I think, after, you know, maybe late May. But, you know, after that, the university said, we're doing this internal investigation and looking into it, but we didn't find anything wrong here. And I think the parents were obviously not happy with that conclusion, and that's why then they hired this outside law firm. But I don't think they wanted to keep waiting for a result there, and now we see this lawsuit.
These are as sickening as allegations as I can ever recall, and I mean, it's 2015. It's beyond baffling to me. So let's just say this thing plays out, and I'd be stunned if these were overturned or thrown out in any capacity whatsoever. So let's go down that line and say that the University of Illinois is found guilty, and the people in this lawsuit are, you know, all deemed responsible. What could the fallout be at Illinois? How high of a level are we talking here? Could it be president on down? What would you think would be the, you know, the fallout of something like this?
Yeah, I mean, it could be really big. I mean, they have a new president in place who met with the Tribune editorial board, and you know, we took a pretty strong stance on this, I think, actually, the allegations at the time. But, I mean, obviously, this could go far beyond a coach being fired. I mean, this could be, like I said, there's a lot of responsibility here for Mike Thomas. Just, he should be overseeing these programs. And even if there were allegations made, or you heard some rumblings or saw something that raised some red flags, those are things, like you said before, you need to get in front of. So, you know, Mike Thomas obviously needs to take some responsibility in the lawsuit. The Board of Trustees is named. Mike Thomas is named in this lawsuit. And I'm not sure like how far up it goes. And if the chancellor gets involved with this, she's not named on that specifically on the legal filing. But, you know, this is really big. It goes beyond, like I said, just a coach or an assistant coach getting axed. I mean, there's these are very serious allegations. So it could be really far reaching.
What's happened when you've reached out to Boland and Divelbliss, who I guess is the guy that's saying more stuff than the head coach, which is amazing to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're talking right now. Matt Boland isn't talking right now, especially with this lawsuit going on. But, I don't think I'm going to hear from him. I think, he's obviously trying to protect his job. But just like if you just think of this, if you're a recruit or a parent of a recruit, and even just hearing about these allegations, that is going to scare you away.
Yeah, why would you go there? Right.
Right. So just for the recruiting, like what could become of this program? Let's just say this, the court says this is all false, and the coaches are innocent, everything, they didn't do anything wrong. It's still going to be in your mind as a player, especially, if you're an African-American player, like why would you want to go into that environment? So just from the coaching, just from that recruiting standpoint, I just don't see how you kind of survive this. And, I think it would be really difficult to recruit and to kind of re-image that program.
I think any program.
Right now. Yeah.
I mean, if you're an African-American, why would you go to the University of Illinois as a student athlete?
Right. Even if some of this stuff is not true, you can't tell me there's this mass conspiracy that we've started with Simon Savanovich and we've gotten to this point with the lawsuit and everything that's happened in between and go, they all made it up, I'm going there. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, just the public perception of this might be, there's a $10 million lawsuit, but how long this will go on, the waves of this and how far reaching it could be, how long this would take to get over and to, you basically have to rebrand your program, I think, no matter what the outcome is of the lawsuits or these investigations. This is definitely a dark cloud over that university as a whole. If you go beyond sports, as a university.
No, I got to ask you one last thing. We're talking to Shannon Ryan from the Chicago Tribune on this Illinois scandal that continues to get bigger and bigger. I have not seen much in the other Chicago papers. I have not seen much at all nationally other than linking to your stories. Why do you think that is that you have written some amazing stuff? There is a $10 million federal lawsuit, so it's not as though you made anything up. You broke the story, and now all these facts are there that there is a lawsuit, there are these allegations, there's all these people complaining about stuff down there. Why is no one else in the media talking about this?
Well, I think because it's a women's sport, with this lawsuit specifically.
But it ensnared the football program, too, in some ways.
No, right. I mean, I'm saying that's wrong, that women's sports don't get the same amount of attention. With the football story, I think there was some national attention, but it died off pretty quickly. And I think that's maybe a statement on just the stature of Illinois sports. It's not, if this is Alabama, Ohio State, and these allegations are made, that's a huge national story everyone's covering because it's a huge successful program. So I think it kind of speaks to their stature in sports a little bit right now, too.
Unbelievable. Keep up the great work. Don't ever stop being what you are, which is a sensational journalist.
Thank you.
All the best, great Shannon.
You too. Thanks,
Have
guys.
A good happy holiday weekend.
Thanks.
See ya. There you go. Shannon Ryan from the Chicago Tribune.